You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company this morning. If you're looking for a great way to spend the weekend, or indeed actually tomorrow night as well, I would encourage you to check out the Riverbend Film Festival. That's taking place in Goshen for the second consecutive year. And this morning, I'm pleased to be joined by Entertainment Coordinator Carrie Lee Bland-Kendall. She's joined us this morning to talk about some of the film offerings and some of the other things going on around the festival. Good morning, Carrie Lee.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you joining us this morning. So we've got the Riverbend Film Festival. It's taking place at several locations throughout downtown Goshen. What can you tell us about this year's festival?
Well, we've kicked it up a notch this year. We had a blast last year at our inaugural year here in Goshen. This is actually the Riverbend Film Festival's 17th anniversary. And this year we have 76 short films, 8 feature films, which represent 13 different countries. We have talkbacks and workshops included this year as well, and we have daily after parties, and we have several free events for the community too.
All right. Well, you mentioned the feature films. I would like to ask you about a couple of them. I was looking online at some of the offerings this year, and a couple jumped out at me, the first of which kicks off the festival. I guess it's the first feature film anyway.
Yes.
It's Thursday night at 7 at Goshen Theater. It's called Miss mm-hmm. Sharon Jones. What can you tell us about that?
It's a fantastic documentary. It is about Miss Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, incredible R&B singer. And we are lucky enough that Binky Griptite, who is her MC and lead guitar player for the Dap Kings, will be coming in for a Q&A afterwards to celebrate her memory. Because right after the film was released last fall, a couple months afterwards, Sharon Jones passed away. And so she's left quite a legacy. And this film is an incredible documentary by two-time Academy Award-winning director Barbara Koppel. And then also there's going to be, on Saturday, a special listening party of Miss Sharon Jones' latest album, actually the last two albums, with Binky, and he'll be doing an album signing as well. So it's going to be a good time with Binky.
All right, I want to highlight another film that jumped out at me. It's Friday afternoon at 5 at Goshen Theater. It's called Wigged Out. It's about a teenage girl who goes totally bald due to alopecia and then is convinced by her ex-beauty queen mother to enter a beauty pageant. That sounds like quite the film.
Yeah, it is quite the film, and that's an Indiana film. So we're really excited to have that at the Goshen Theater, and it is our first Friday free film, which we try to do at least one free film for the community a year. Executive producer Sandy Rusk is going to be there after the screening for a Q&A, and actually it is Sandy's daughter's story. So it's going to be incredible to have her here to talk about the whole process of being able to take her family and her daughter's story and create a screenplay and put it on screen. And it's actually one of our feature films that is family friendly. So we're excited to have Wigged Out at the Goshen Theater on Friday.
All right. You'll have to tell me about this Saturday film. And I've deliberately picked a film from each day of the festival.
Yes.
It's called 10. I don't know if this one's family friendly or not. It's about a young Tennessee Williams struggling to find his voice in 1930s St. Louis. What can you tell me about that?
Yes. So, yeah, 10 is, it's pretty phenomenal that we have it. It is starring Beth Grant, who is one of Hollywood's Lucky Charms. She has been in numerous Academy Award-winning films, and she plays Tennessee Williams' mother opposite of Vincent D'Onofrio. And this is directed by James Franco. And River Bend is going to be the first screening of this film. It's not even had a release yet. And so we're very fortunate for that. It's about a young Tennessee Williams, and it is not necessarily family-friendly. It is not rated, but if I were to guess, it would probably be rated R when it does get released. And it's fantastically filmed because it feels like you can see exactly how Tennessee Williams was starting to develop the stories for, say, Streetcar Named Desire and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof because of the mental illness that he dealt with in his family. And it's just a phenomenal film. And we're so lucky to have it here.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the shorts. There's going to be several blocks of short films showing throughout the festival. They're typically centered around a particular genre or topic, including a short block called Learning Through Comedy. There's another block on films dealing with life and death, and others on films made here in Indiana and films by students. Are there any short blocks that you think might be of particular interest to our listeners?
Well, you know, all the short blocks are absolutely beautifully done. And like I said, we have representation from all over the globe. So we have the cream of the crop in these blocks. One block that I would like to mention is the local block, which is playing on Friday at the Goshen Theater at 2:15. That local block finishes with a film called Admit One, which is the history of the Goshen Theater. And it is a phenomenal piece by local female student director Riley Mills. And it's already starting to garner a lot of attention beyond our local audience. And it's something that you could see on the History Channel nationally.
Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to talk about all the offerings at this year's Riverbend Film Festival, but I do want to talk a little bit about some of the workshops and Q&A sessions. There's a screenwriting Q&A with Wes Jones, a screenwriter for the critically acclaimed Showtime series Billions.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
That's
of locals.
Right. He's from Goshen, yes.
Yeah, he's from Goshen. Speaking of locals, Sarah Elizabeth, a Goshen native and Goshen College graduate, will be giving a workshop on makeup for films. And you mentioned Beth Grant a while ago. She's going to give a coffee talk as well. Is that right?
Yeah, she's doing a coffee talk, which is going to be an Ignition Garage early on Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, for ticket holders at Art House, she's going to be doing The Art of Acting, a very intimate talk back. There's limited seating, and so it'll be, you know, up close and personal with Beth Grant and talking about her career, but also her giving tips to actors and talking about just the art of storytelling and acting. And she has so many amazing things to say about it. She's so down to earth and an incredible master at her craft.
Well, Carrie Lee, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. Again, there's just way too many offerings for us to talk about. I would like to ask you where people can get additional information on the festival lineup and showtimes.
Absolutely. Please visit riverbendfilmfest.com for the full schedule, ticket information, and detailed information about each of the workshops, talkbacks. We have so many incredible guests. We have 12 filmmakers coming in that are special guests, and we have 40 filmmakers that are coming in for the fest itself. And so there's going to be a lot of chance for mixing and mingling and having a good time and, of course, catching after parties, too.
And can people purchase tickets ahead of time?
Yes, they can. You can purchase tickets, like I said, at riverbendfilmfest.com. And then at 4 o'clock on Thursday, the Goshen Theater box office opens, and you can pick up your tickets there for all of the events.
All right. Well, Carrie Lee, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us, Michael.
That was Carrie Lee Bland Kendall. She, again, is the event coordinator for the Riverbend Film Festival. That opens tomorrow, Thursday, April 6th, and runs through Saturday, April 8th, in downtown Goshen. And again, all the details on the festival can be found at riverbendfilmfest.com. You're tuned to 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend and Goshen, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.